You mentioned building mental muscles, and I think you're saying that you're imparting the ability to eventually read
yes.
Virgil and read the Latin Vulgate and many other authors, but you also made an allusion to English.
Mm-hmm.
To switch the metaphor yet again, could we view Latin almost like a silver key that's going to open up many different doors for students down the road?
I think absolutely.
And one of those doors would be reading the Latin literature in the original. But what are some of the other doors that you've seen open, perhaps in your own life because of your study of Latin? And what other doors do you anticipate seeing opening if students would choose to open them
mm-hmm.
for your students?
I think there are quite a few. I think probably the most obvious one, or the one that jumps to mind the quickest, is the building of English vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason why in Latin Alive we do provide derivatives with each word. We have derivative detective exercises mm-hmm. to help build this. Because even though English is a Germanic language, a great many of our English words are derived from Latin. And usually they're the more elevated words in the language. I believe that we have 60% of our English words are derived from Latin. And if you look at words that consist of two or more syllables, then that percentage jumps again. I think close to 90% is the statistic that I read. Mm. So you can see that it's really going to increase your vocabulary. Even in our sixth grade class, just recently, the homeroom teacher who teaches their language arts class was telling me, you know, this class has just been really making the connections. Mm-hmm. Constantly, we're reading one of our literature books, mm-hmm. and they're jumping out and saying, oh, look at this word, this circumnavigate. I think I know what this means because of their Latin. Now, mm-hmm. that's just one example at the top of my head. There are some even more impressive ones that I'm not thinking of right now at this moment. But that's one thing, is that they begin to notice that. Mm-hmm. Another example, they went to the French Legation Museum in Austin. Mm-hmm. And they immediately noticed a bunch of coat of arms, several coat of arms. Mm. And the coat of arms all had Latin mottos. Mm-hmm. And they started reading them. Mm. So that was another benefit to see, okay, even though our culture doesn't speak Latin fluently anymore, for ages, for centuries, Latin has been so respected that it was a means by which we put coat of arms, mottos, important phrases, legal terms, judicial terms, scientific terms. Mm. The science is another one. We often have projects in our classes where we apply our Latin to science. Mm. For example, in the fourth grade class one year, they were studying the oceans. Mm. And so we put together a chart of different names, scientific names, mm-hmm. of creatures, critters that live in the ocean. Mm. And they had to use their Latin dictionaries to find out what exactly is that creature. Mm. Because all of the scientific nomenclature is Latin. Mm-hmm. That was the lingua franca mm-hmm. in the day when science was booming. It was the common language. Yes, the lingua latina too. It was the common language. Mm-hmm. So if you were a French scientist or a Russian scientist or a German scientist, mm-hmm. you all had that language in common.